Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Share Success Coaching. I'm your girl, Tiff Peterson, and your main man, Andy Goddard. We are here. I feel like we're on a radio show right now. Can I tell you the funniest thing is yesterday in our local market, you know this because you live in Utah. I know many of you don't, but I love Andy's challenge. First and foremost, if you're just joining us, we're asking you to put in the comments someone individually. That was Andy's lead. I love that you're grateful for. We've been talking a lot about gratitude the last few weeks, but someone you're grateful for. I'm loving seeing Elizabeth says, I'm grateful for Victoria Roland, and Cindy saying my sister Michelle, right? And so forth. I'd love to read more of those. Good morning, Andrea. Hi, Don. Hello. Hello. But yesterday the news reached out to me. I do segments, as you know, like once a month or every other month for a lifestyle program that's currently on hold. Well, they reached out to me because they were doing a news thing and they wanted to patch me in. And so they sent like the cameraman to my house and which is fine, you know, and it was all fine. And they patched me in. Anyway, I literally was on live feed TV and I felt like a news reporter. It was like I was a broadcast journalist for a minute. And I really honestly, I was so tempted to be like, I wanted to like cut my ear because I had these, my earbuds in and be like, yes, yes, this is what we're seeing here, you know, live from my living room. And then I wanted to be like, back to you, Brooke. But anyway, I did not. I refrained.
You didn't. Oh, man, I missed opportunity.
I didn't. So I feel like I'm channeling just maybe a little energy today where I'm like, hey, good morning. Welcome to the Tiff and Andy Show.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America. And the U.S. or and the whole world. We have people from all over the world that join us. So good morning, globe.
Good morning, Vietnam. The whole globe.
Yes.
I love it. Good vibes, good energy. I'm getting lots of love on Facebook. We've got a hello from Ireland. Jay is grateful for her husband while on quarantine, putting up with her claustrophobia and anxiety. Karen is grateful for her veterinarians. Haley B for her tribe. Love it. Good, good, good.
Yeah. Gwen is also saying her husband. Dawn is saying, I can't choose. So you don't have to, Gwen. You can have two. She says Connie Boucher and Tamara Gerlach, if I'm saying that right. And Mandy's saying for Hope Clark and Selena Brandon Mottos, the dream team. I love a dream team. Sharon Stevens, love that. Lee saying my neighbor, who's also my best friend. Becca saying my husband. Andy, how about you? Who's someone you're grateful for this morning?
I would have to say Natalie. She is just such an inspiration. I've got a little boy who just needs me right now, so I'll turn it back to you.
Hey, all right. Good morning, everyone. I would say similar, like some of you saying, I have a hard time choosing right now. I think there for me, there's been a lot of gratitudes I've felt for all kinds of friends and good humans that have been showing up for me and just so, so thankful. Those sweet Goddards, Andy and Natalie, they sent me the most beautiful flowers last week and they were in my home the whole week and they've opened up Farm Girl flowers. Have y'all had them yet? Cause I'd seen them on Instagram and they're just gorgeous. They're still out in my living room. They're just beautiful. So I am super grateful for the Goddards, but I'm grateful for all of you. Truly. I'm so thankful for doTERRA all morning. I just been thinking about even last night, you guys, like, I don't know. I just felt this excitement. Like I'm so ready to get back on with Share Success and get connected to all of you. So truly, I'm thankful to be with you. We've been having some, I mean, I love this space, obviously, or I wouldn't keep doing it, you know, year over year, but it's so awesome and nourishing. But I just love, you know, last week and the week before and the week before that, we've just been having some great, rich, beautiful conversations, some great breakthroughs. I loved our share last week with Eleonora and her husband. And just super grateful. We've just been experiencing some good things. So sincerely, I truly feel a gratitude for you. And I was feeling this again, Andy, I was excited. Like even last night, I just started thinking about my day today as we have various things that are lined up for today. But I was thinking about starting off and was like, oh, I just love this tribe. So I'm so glad that we're together, everyone.
I love it. So good. Thank you for bringing the goodness over the years and especially today and in these crazy times.
Hey, yes, absolutely. Can I also share something that we've been creating and working on, my little team here?
Yeah.
We've been hustling and we're doing something totally new this year. But some of you in the past, we've done this program the last few years called Mindset Makeover. And we're hosting it again in the month of May. And it's a 4-week, month-long course with 6 sessions. And we talk about mindset, right? Because your mindset's everything. It shapes what you see. It's how you think. You've heard me many times on this in our coaching here talk about the conversations, the stories, the mindset. We're also going to look at manifesting, how to put yourself in alignment, right? Everything's energy. And it's just about, am I lining up to what I want to manifest? And then we talk about the marketing mindset, like seeing how you sell and how you show up that way. And then we talk about money, honey, the money mindset. There's also 2 Zoom coaching calls in there and a course workbook that's beautiful. Well, normally that course is $97. And if people are still in a great place and they're thriving and they can pay that, awesome. But this year, due to this unique circumstances we've been in the last few months, I don't want price to be any reason someone doesn't join. And so we've changed this. Had to retool the whole website because I guess it requires a new software, which is fine. We've been working on it. It's now live, but we're now doing a pay what you can model for this particular challenge. And so if someone can do, you know, it's like, well, maybe I can do $20 for this, you know, process, or, you know, I'm in a, you know, more abundant place, or I can do $15 or whatever it might be. We're doing a pay what you can. So you can go to mymindsetmakeover.com. That kicks off next Tuesday. Tuesdays in May. Would love to have you there if you want to join in. It's a fantastic, incredible, high vibration. I don't know about you, but it's like, I'm feeling it. Like, it's spring. It's May 1st on Friday, friends, which maybe we talk a little bit about wrapping a month and starting a month and that intention and that new beginnings. And I know we're all in different circumstances around the world, you know, based on where you live and where numbers are at and tracking and data. And, but whether you're feeling like you're still under pretty tight home situation or it's more open, like Utah's definitely loosening up because of where we're at, but where we're at is like, don't you feel that too? It's like time to grow, right? And it's that, let's recharge and let's really, you know, get into that space. So that'd be great for you. Your teams would love to have you there. My Mindset Makeover, again, it's pay what you can. So that's going live today. So I'm super stoked about that. And Success Academy also kicks off next week. If that's my full 8-week business coaching course, if you want support. So we've got some fun things happening where it's like, it's time to grow. Time to grow. So anyway, that's,
I love that.
Yes. Thank you.
And collectively, thank you for your generosity. Like, you are just such a perfect example of the doTERRA culture. Like, we are here to serve, we are here to give, and we're not attached to the, you know, the outcomes or what flows back to us. So thank you for giving and just serving us so graciously.
Mm. Well, thank you.
Gift.
I love to do it. I love to do it. And I love to also, you know, these oils, I sent off 2 care packages last week with oils in them. And it was just like, cause, and they were, we sent, now to be clear, we also sent chocolate, right? It's like, if you're sending a true care package, don't you think chocolate and oils like need to go hand in hand? I mean,
yeah.
Just because, I mean, maybe that's an oil they create, is like chocolate essential oil that you can just like inhale. Maybe that would just make it worse and it would enhance all the cravings. So maybe scratch that idea. Not a good one.
So funny you should say that. One of our builders actually found a source of cacao oil and it was amazing. Like, it smelled like hot chocolate. It was mind blowing. So we're pushing doTERRA. We're like, hey guys, let's think about this.
Okay. You know,
I proposed bacon oil a few years ago and that didn't go over too well, but
yeah, bacon oil, not so much.
I think cacao has a better chance.
Right. What do you think about puppy's breath oil?
Okay.
I know it's a strong one. It's maybe strong, like an oregano or like a geranium. Like, some people love or just don't care for geranium. I'm a fan. I love geranium, as you know.
Awesome.
But I really feel like if you're really a dog person, sometimes you'll get what I'm talking about, that it is, don't you think? Like,
totally.
Puppy's breath is so adorable. Now, maybe I'm alone in this. Anyone else out there love like a new puppy's breath? Okay, I just outed myself. I love though that in the comments, Renee says this, that's motivate to her. Smells like Thin Mint cookies. And I have Motivate on my desk and I'm like,
hey,
I don't get Thin Mint out of that. Hey.
Hey, we're all loving up our Motivate today, baby.
Let's motivate. You know what else I love? And because technically I need to actually, I maybe have one or two drops left of that. I also like Thinker. I keep Thinker in my office, right? Good. As I just roll the up with the Thinker, because it's like, I need to be on.
I have
like 20 essential oils on my desk right now, actually. So it's okay. All is well.
On Facebook, Jay is proposing a new bait, an oil that smells like new babies.
Oh, yeah, that new baby smell, like you want to just cuddle them.
Yep.
We could call it the cuddle blend.
I love it. I can see that.
Who doesn't want a cuddle blend essential oil?
For real.
We call it the snug.
The snug.
The snug for the snuggle.
Oh, man.
It's going to
be a good day.
Oh, I love this. Dr. Christine says, up the love. That's a hashtag I'm trying to help get trending, because I want more people to love and share the love and love. And she's saying that she's been using that as her hourly mantra. The snug.
Maybe that's what the oil is called.
But too. Maybe the snug is going to trend. Maybe the snug is going to start trending. And you heard it here first, friends.
But it's not up the snug.
Yeah, we don't want up the snug. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. Should we do some coaching today, maybe? I think
we should.
You know, all this fun energy, let's channel it to some growth, because there's a lot of energy that we're like, let's move and let's grow, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, before we jump into that, be on leadership on Friday, because doTERRA has got something up their sleeve that you're not going to want to miss. And I wish I could tell you more, but it's going to change everything, and in the very best possible way. So they've basically taken the same goodness and juju that we had at the very, very beginning, like at launch of doTERRA, and they're bringing it back. So I can't say anymore. Be on leadership on Friday.
Well, okay. If that's not a lead up, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it's.
Abby, can you maybe talk to the executives and ask them if we could introduce the snug oil at that point too? I mean, if we're going to go big, let's just blow it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, since I'm the one that introduced the bacon oil idea, I might need to plant that with somebody else, but we'll do what we can.
Yeah, maybe Delora here, or Dr. Christine, or Dawn, or Andrea, Wanda, Renee, I mean, any one of you in the tribe, would you maybe want to be the one to suggest that to corporate?
Maybe if we all gang up and create an anonymous poll, then it's like, they can't say no, right?
Yeah. Hey, y'all, some of you are sharing some really good comments in the Zoom chat box, but you're sending them just to panelists. So only Andy and I are seeing some of your brilliance. So make sure you set your format to all attendees as well. They'd love to see it.
On Facebook, Jane is asking for the baby moisturizer back. Maybe that's as close as we're going to get to the smell of baby oil. So, all right. Well, I think we've got a question. And if you're on Facebook Live, you can post your comment there. If you're on Zoom, we'd love to have you raise your hand and we'll bring you on live. You can do that with or without video, but we will. We'd love to answer your questions live.
Yeah, let's go live today. Who's feeling like live? Even if you get a little nervous. I mean, I did an Instagram live yesterday, the first time that I've ever done. We did some coaching on Instagram live and had some doTERRA friends there. But I was like, let's go live, everyone. Let's just do it.
Let's do this.
All right.
Dr. Christine, you're on with us.
Yay! Just make sure you're unmuted, sis.
Oh, I think
we're... Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Where are you at? Where do you live?
So technically I live just north of Atlanta in Georgia, a town called Canton, Georgia, but I left there on March 10th for Diamond Club. And I traveled northeast. I was born and raised in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I was going to do like a 2-week loop, you know, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, D.C., stay home for 2 weeks, see some patients, reconnect, and then do it again. And then all this happened. So I've been in Allentown, PA for over 6 weeks now with my mother. My 23-year-old is a new RN. So all the girls are here in PA and all the boys are in Georgia.
Oh, goodness. Well, when you get back to Atlanta, have you ever been to an amazing little local joint called Fat Matt's Rib Shack?
I've never been there, but weren't they on the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Gary, you know, the Triple D, that show on the Food Network?
I don't know if they were, but many moons ago, I used to, when I was corporate employed and was in corporate training, Delta Airlines was a large client of ours, and so we spent a lot of time in Atlanta being their hub, and one of their employees introduced me to Fat Matt's Rib Shack. For any of you that live in Georgia or go through there, if it's still there, but it's like small little local shop, little blues music, some of the best Southern barbecue I've ever had. Side note. All right, let's talk about coaching and where you're at and how we can help you. And your connection feels like, I don't know if you can get maybe a little closer or turn it up. It just feels a little soft.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better? I have you on my phone because I'm actually in the middle of doing some things. I'm trying to get my doTERRA social going. So I'm a baby silver. I've been doing this without getting into all the details. My major focus has been, can you hear me okay, Tiffany? No?
Yeah.
You can?
It's just a little bit, there's a little bit of interference, but I feel like, I mean, Andy, how can you hear her okay?
We can hear it, just kind of muffled.
Like, it sounds like you're in under the water speaking a little bit. Sounds a little muffled.
Let's see if I can go outside. I have some new earbuds, and I'm thinking maybe they need to go back to the store. Maybe that might be it. Okay. So I'll speak slowly. Will that help?
Yeah, Katie's saying it will be the earbuds, so maybe you try to take those out and just put us on speakerphone. That hers do that too.
If I lose you, I'll come back, okay?
Okay. She said she was a baby silver. And so again, we need this baby theme. It's like showing up today. Maybe we really need this baby moisturizer and baby oil, newborn baby smell.
Is that better?
Oh, 10 times.
Oh, much better.
Yay, thank you.
Yay.
See that? You get what you pay for.
Yeah, earbuds, gotta go.
I was so excited last night. Anyway, good morning. First of all, just let me say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea how much this weekly session has fed me and nourished me. It seems like Wednesday mornings have been my, oh my Lord, why am I doing this? You know, I could be at home. I could be, so thank you. Okay. Hmm. Enrollments I can do. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. My number one strength is positivity. 6 of my top 10 strengths are relationship building. I'm a chiropractor. Before that, I was a chemist. I am totally into the natural healing and the art. And I do believe I'm on a mission. I'm doing this out of obedience. Let's just leave it there. Okay. But for me, I can enroll people, but how do I reproduce me? Because people look at me and say, but I'm not a chiropractor and I'm not a chemist. And I'm not going to say that anymore, but I am only recently tech savvy. How's that? My mindset changed. I am newly tech savvy. So Zoom, wow. Facebook, Instagram, all of that is kind of new to me. And I've spent a lot of these last 5.5 weeks trying to master that so that I can reach more people, because obviously I'm not in my clinic. I'm not teaching, you know, my patients. I have set up quite a few of my colleagues during Diamond Club. And now my mission is to try to help them present this incredible adjunctive healing art. Really, it's a miracle, as I think, from God, right? It's a blessing But how do I do that in a clinic that I am not present? I am not the trusted physician. I'm not there full time, right? My goal is to be back in Georgia. I have a son who's 16. I promise I'm going to be there for Mother's Day. So, which by the way, he and my daughter are my whys. EJ is on the autistic spectrum. So there's all of that. And then my older child, we went through Hurricane Katrina. We were in Louisiana when Katrina hit. So we've just gone through a lot, you know, and this has to be, you know, this has to work. And I've got to figure out how to do better when I'm not doing properly. So I say I'm a baby silver because I feel like I have not done a good job really enabling and empowering my team to step forward. And that's where I'm struggling. Do I continue to plug my team into my uplines? Facebook weekly base camp. Do I try to do this on my own? I right now have three brand new, one of them my daughter, ready to go, competent and capable builders. I've been plugging them into the Elise Sedevi. I've been listening to the back to basic mentor calls since October 1st. My upline is Toby and Farah. So, you know, I've been doing that. I've been doing the sampling. I'm looking at a ton of stuff that I purchased for sampling and all of my events, which now I have to mail out, which is another mini fortune, right? So my question, I guess, is because of where I am now, like in the last 3 months, I've enrolled over 30 people, right? I've been blessed. It's not me. It's all him. It's truly his glory, right? It's not me. But now how do I really encourage them, and how do I feed them, and how do I enable them and know so that they know that anybody can do this, that has a heart and that wants to change the world and that wants people to be healthy. You don't have to have letters at the end of your name. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, can we just first, you know, congratulate you for creating Silver. Welcome to the top 1% of all network marketers across all industry, you know, across all companies. So that is a huge accomplishment, and thank that you. Deserves huge, huge kudos. And we just, you know, we just want to send as a community so much love to you for everything you've been through. I mean, Katrina and, you know, children with special needs and this, like we feel you and we see you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
And also the fact that you're answering the call, that's maybe my biggest congratulations is your heart is calling you to this. You know, you're feeling a divine hand guiding you to this and you're answering the call. So to me, that is the most important thing, bar none.
Thanks, Andy.
So I love your question of, you know, I'm a doctor. I have all this medical and professional experience, but that doesn't duplicate too well, right? How many people say, well, you know, I can never teach like she does, or I don't have the background or the experience or the influence that she does. So we have a lot of experience with this, and we've condensed this down to one simple phrase: do what inspires, but teach what duplicates. Mm-hmm. Do what inspires, but teach what duplicates. So Laura Jacobs, she was this holistic health coach. She was coaching, you know, hundreds of clients, making six figures as a holistic health coach. She comes into doTERRA, she starts teaching these, you know, 2-hour intro classes that blow people's minds, and everybody thinks, I could never be her, right? I could never do what she does. It was really a struggle in her team. Nobody was rising up as a leader or even a sharer because they couldn't see themselves in it. So for a while, we tried dumbing her down. We had her just teach a simple class and never anything else. And that worked to some degree, but it was sucking her soul. trying to just do the class, the duplication class, the simple intro to oils class, was literally, it was killing her because she had so much, like she wanted to do, you know, this amazing full spectrum of whole body wellness. And she kept saying, but it's not duplicatable. So here's where we have to do what we feel inspired to do and what inspires others. And when it comes to helping people see themselves in it, we get to deliver to them a tool set that is so easy to duplicate that anybody could pick it up and run with it. So whether that system of duplication is back to basics, or whether it's empowered success, or whatever that system is that you choose to get behind and promote, you need to make sure that people can see themselves in it, right? It sounds like you've been sending your people through back to basics. How's that going? Are they picking up the baton? Are they running with it? I think you're on mute.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Not so much has happened. It's been a stall for sure. And I think it may have to do with the timing. You know, a lot of people are, their hours have decreased, their income has decreased, and to invest in the, you know, the drams and the, all of the initial cost when you're going to start sampling. I've tried to share as much as I could. You know, I'm sending out a lot of packages, and so I have a lot of people listening, not a lot. I have a few people listening to the mentor calls, but it's when they're doing other things. So they're not actually sitting down, like just getting them to do the 100 names list. In all fairness to them, it's not them, it's me. We had our first quote unquote team builders meeting last Wednesday, and I purposely scheduled it the evening of this call. So we're going to meet again this evening. But it's really cool the way God is just bringing us together, because each one of us has a great talent, and now we have someone on board. So it's two of us, and my friend is, she's actually a patient/friend, such amazing. She's a master gardener, so she knows plants. How awesome is that? And her daughter is very tech savvy. So yay, thank you, Lord. I need one of those on our team. And then my daughter, who's an RN. So we have like the whole health, and she's just brilliant. I mean, she just absorbs this stuff. We've been doing leadership together. Actually, we earned the incentive trip to Hawaii, and Christina and I were in Hawaii together in January. So that really lit our fire. You know, she's been doing the Tim Hightower training. So it's connecting. I'm thinking that back to basic isn't jiving with them. And I will be honest with you, from my viewpoint, I think it's an incredible system, but I'm not sure I would have thought that early on in my business, because I know a lot more now. So I'm okay with investing hundreds of dollars in product, you know?
Right.
So I guess that's why I've really been praying. I happen to be in a breakout session with Laura Jacobs. Is she the young lady that has the GoPro?
Laura Jacobs has Enroll Pro.
Enroll Pro. That's it. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look into that, because I think that might be, she's amazing. And I've been, so everybody that feeds me for the most part is from Facebook world and people that I've met at leadership in Atlanta or at convention. So I'm not alone by any means. I have a lot of support. My family's amazing. But no, I haven't found, I love Lisa Zimmer. I think I can see that's my tribe. I just don't know if that's going to be their tribe.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the hard part. I have people that fracture into so many different directions. And I feel like if I were a better leader, I would be able to provide the tribe. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So first of all, I hear you on the point that you're saying about sampling. If you're a business executive and you're familiar with investing money in order to make money, then it's pretty natural to spend those hundreds of dollars on samples and drams and, you know, all the things, that's not the average, mom who's never done business before, who's just getting started in this business. So, I get it. Like I don't, the way sampling is taught in Back to Basics is do or die. Like you do this and you do it all out and you don't even let people come to a class unless they've been properly sampled. And I'm like, you know what? That's just
mercy.
I know that first, that's not how Elise built her business, and it's not how 50% of the top leaders have built their business. So, you know, she's really good at making things sound like it's a certain way. It has to be a certain way. But the fact is, it doesn't. Like, it just doesn't have to happen that way. So, you know, we always say, give people an oil experience. Like, that's the most important thing. Does it have to happen before a class? No. Can it happen during a class? Yes. Can it happen at a store, in a park, in a bus? Like, it can happen a million different places. So, and a million different ways. So, I mean, yeah.
Thank you for saying that, by the way. You have no idea how much I needed to hear someone who is at your level say that, because I've struggled with that. And I keep thinking, well, what is wrong with me? You know, I wonder how many other newbies, because I consider myself somewhat of a newbie.
I know.
You know, I've only since March 1st not been a full-time chiropractor, you see. So this is kind of new to me, even though it's really not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've struggled with that. I feel like it's dampened my talents, because I mean, there is no stranger in my world, and I know that's a gift. I know that's a blessing. I just think we have such a hurting world, you know, and this is such a critical time for us to be available and to present, you know, whatever their response is not my responsibility.
Exactly.
And then if I don't have, I don't know, but thank you. I needed to hear that. Thanks, Andy.
Wow, that is quote-worthy right there. Their response is not my responsibility. I've never heard that before. That's powerful. I'm writing that down myself.
Oh, cool.
So first of all, let me just say with all the energy of my soul, there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing that is broken. There is nothing. There's nothing lacking. So, I'm sorry if that's been a feeling or a thought that you've had or an experience, but you are enough, and your passion and your commitment to following your heart and following your divine promptings is enough. It does not have to be a 20-step process to share and to invite. It can be with anyone and anywhere. And I give yourself grace and give your team space to live their genius. I don't know if you had a chance to watch Eddie Vila's leadership session. Wasn't that genius?
Yes.
For those who didn't, the main idea was, you know, we've been fed a lot of scripts in Back to Basics, and those scripts were written by a certain personality with certain strengths. And if you have that exact same set of strengths, then those scripts could work for you. But guess what? No two people have the same strengths. And so everyone is going to need different scripting. I mean, if you're all about results and you're all about, you know, driving and influencing and execution, then you're going to have one way of saying and promoting and sharing. But if you're a relator and a connector and it's all about the feel, and then you're going to use a very, very different language and scripting. So if you haven't had a chance to watch his, please go do it. Like, what a gift his session has been to me and to our whole team, because there's not one way. Anyone who tells you there's one way is trying to sell you the one way.
Their way. Yeah. So true.
So Tiff, I'd love to hear, I've been hogging the mic and
I've loved it.
I want to hear what you would coach our friend Christine.
Yeah. Well, first of all, love, it's so great to connect with you face to face. So thank you for coming on, because seeing your comments each week and so forth. So it's nice to have a face to the name.
Thank you. Can I just apologize? Because now I can hardly hear you. So that's why my face is like right in front of you. Let me take this off. So then you don't have, there, that looks prettier.
Okay. There you go. Can you hear me okay?
I can. It's faint. But I just want to say thank you, because you have spoken to my heart for a long time, Tiffany.
Soul sisters.
Amen. You
know? Amen, girl. So similar things to what Andy was saying, and of course, where I really focus in on that mindset is, one is ask yourself, and it might be okay for you to say this. It just depends. You'll know if when you ask your body, but every time you say the word baby silver, how does that feel to you?
All right,
does it feel empowering?
It makes me feel like a baby.
Yeah. So let's quit saying that. So moving forward today, you're going to leave that word with Andy and I in this session.
Thank you.
And because I understand when people say that language, but again, as the poet Hafiz says, the words we speak becomes the house we live in. And so we live up to the things that we speak, right? And so I just want you to be conscious of that, because you're reinforcing where you don't want to be versus reinforcing where you're going, who you're becoming. And again, a lot of this, as you know, is belief work, right? Is your belief that, you know, if I was a better leader, then more people would do X, Y, and Z. And we just know that isn't accurate thinking. And so when we're there, we want to be really conscious of the thinking. And you're not wrong for it, but it's just reinforcing, again, you know, a lot of the things that we'll cover next week in Mindset Makeover is, how do I shape my mindset? And I'll share a little of that now, but I don't want to, obviously, that's a full hour training. But I want to just share is, like, again, part of it is, it's time to tell a new story, right? As Cody Bighton says.
Thank you.
Right? But the story, we're all storytellers. I am, Andy, as you are. The cool thing is, we can choose to change the story anytime we want to. We're just not conscious we can choose that sometimes. We just think because we feel it, it must be true. But every single one of you, I want you to really get this. Your feelings aren't facts. Your feelings aren't truth. They're teachers. But your feelings sometimes, and I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit or that inner knowing voice. A lot of times you'll feel like, hey, for instance, you're playing this out. If I was a better leader, X, Y, and Z would be happening. If I was more competent, if I was more capable, if I was thin enough, if I was smart enough, if I was young enough, old enough, if I had more degrees, if I lived in the right place, then X, Y, and Z would happen. If I was more this, then that wouldn't have happened. If I was more that, then this would happen. And we create all these stories. And those feelings, and they're just simply, we get to interrupt the pattern. As Cody Bateman says, he's the author of a great book called Promptings. He says it this way: the story on the inside becomes the reality on the outside. And so catching yourself in your storytelling is the mind. You guys, this is one of these truth bomb moments coming. The mind is an evidence seeking organism. It's always looking for evidence to back up the lens and the view of the mindset that you're projecting. Does that make sense? So if I'm focused on, let me find all the ways that I'm not invited, I'm not included, all the ways that my team isn't thriving, all the ways that I am just not enough, or all the ways that X, Y, or Z, then we just keep looking for, you know, our mindset again is the lens of life. And so it's being really conscious of this, that you can choose to tell a different story. In my opinion, similar to some of the things Andy said, you have a lot of evidence of being a great leader, going through Hurricane Katrina, being a mother of children, being a mother of a special needs child, right? Having to learn, grow, adapt. Yes, being a chiropractor in your background and all of those things. You have a lot of examples, sis, of being a great leader. You've had to lead a lot in your life, actually. And so, again, it's just realizing that it's practicing the story, the massaging of and strengthening like a muscle, your new story. and your new thought process of, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to keep showing up and adding value. And I'm going to keep being a vessel of light and an educator of truth, an educator of health and wellness. But I want to tell you that even when you're gold and diamond and beyond, you at times are still going to get to work on these thoughts. This work never goes away. For some of you who are just like, I just let the air out of your balloon. And I mean it, hopefully I'm not laughing like maniacally, like, but it's just like, even, I mean, Andy, you got to weigh in on this. Even at double blue diamond, you still have to do the mindset work.
Every day.
You don't get away from it, you guys. You just don't. It's just like, I can't work out one day a month and that like takes care of all my workouts for a whole month.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way. So it's more about being in the process, being in love with your intention, your purpose, being on that, being in the place of, I'm going to just help share more and more. I'm going to come from a place of that. I'm going to take care of myself. And then I'm going to keep providing good content and tools and oils and resources to others. And I'm going to put that on repeat every day. Take care of myself. And I'm going to nourish me and I'm going to nourish others every day. Chop wood, carry water, right? One of my favorite quotes of all time is that Zen proverb that says, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. And we could say, before my rank advancement, chopping wood, carrying water. And after my rank advancement, chopping wood, carrying water. And the chopping wood and the carrying water is, I'm doing my self-care, mind, body, heart, spirit. I'm doing the nourishing of my team, sharing good content, creating, you know, working on the mentoring. I'm working on my sales skills. I'm sharing with more people. I'm following the call. But I'm going to work on these things regularly. And so the gift, though, that I do want to say is that you do develop tools and an awareness where you can close the loop faster. I don't know about for you, but that's my personal goal. And then with my coaching clients, the same thing is not that they won't ever have the weeds come back, because the natural law of the earth is the weeds return. So the negative thoughts, the insecurities, they pop up. But the issue, the cool thing is when we develop our tools, we develop our conscious mindset. We're a conscious writer of the program. We're working on those things. The reality is when those weeds pop up, instead of what they used to take us out for 3 weeks, they now might be 3 hours or 30 minutes, where we can catch them and go, wait. Whoa, I'm feeling that same feeling, because there's no new feelings. How many of you know what I'm talking about? There are no new feelings. When you feel insecure, you feel, you know, not enough, you feel frustrated, you feel bothered, you feel not supported, whatever the core things are that you felt at different points throughout your whole life, they're not new. They just get activated or triggered, as we call them sometimes, triggers, right? The cool thing is, like, we're just all working to develop our toolbox so we, again, can close that loop faster and come back to, oh, that's right. Here's my truth. Here's my declaration. Here's my purpose. And all of those are things we get to choose. A lot of times, again, we're just responsive or reactive humans. We're reacting to the emotion. We're reacting to the email. We're reacting to the this, the that, or whatever it might be, versus we're proactively saying, no, this is my truth and this is my purpose and I'm all about it. So anyway, there's your Wednesday church, everybody.
I love it.
I love that. Can I just, one real quick response, and then I won't hug you guys anymore and share with somebody else. I'm trying to like reorganize my tree, because you were talking about how many people were on the front line a few weeks ago. I think that was in here, but I have 41 people on my front line. So I'm fixing that, praying about it, organizing, and my account transfer requests was denied. And I was so deflated. Never mind that I signed up 8 people for BOGO Box Monday. All I could think about was, after like literally 36 hours of trying to figure out how to do social media and then doing it and succeeding, that's what I went to bed thinking of. And I thought, girl, you have got to get a grip. So I got out my word and I started singing and I mean, literally, it was 6:15 in the morning because I'm East Coast, right? So the box dropped at 2 a.m. So yes, so powerful, so true. I am grateful to you guys. I thank you so much. And I will pass the baton to someone else who's going to get great help from you guys. Thank you.
You're awesome.
Well, I love it.
Before you sign off, Christine, I just want to tell you that over on Facebook, there's one gal who is in Atlanta who has two autistic children. And so I've private messaged you her Facebook profile. She'd love to connect with you. And then you also got some love from Cora Lee, who met you in Hawaii on the incentive trip. And she said, you are super kind and loving. And she says, you're truly a loving soul that people are attracted to. So you're getting so much love from us and from the whole tribe. And just want you to feel that.
Thank you so much. Could I just ask, thank you, Andy. I appreciate you telling me that. My heart is growing, right? You mentioned a book by Cody Bateman.
I did. It's a book called Promptings.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you both and your families. I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Bless you.
You too, sis.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
I do want to say, Andy, while you were coaching, I saw it showed up in my inbox, which I just am excited about. The Amy Gregerson, Don Fisher, and Andrea have all already signed up for Mindset Makeover.
Yay.
Which I'm excited about. I'd love for y'all to be there. Again, pay what you can. This is the work we're going to be in for a month, is like really working on that. All the stories, all the thoughts, the insecurities, the stuff that comes up.
So, so good. So we've had some great questions roll in. And Jay on Facebook says, how important is it to always reach a certain level? The real question I'm asking is, sometimes we're told to add money to different places in the line so that we can reach a certain level. If we put the money in many times, the only benefit is just reaching the level. It's not getting us the extra money or bonus check. Wow. So great question, Jay. So I think the question is, how can I best partner with upline and downline for long-term success, right? Because we can do crazy tricks to create temporary volume in places, but I love dropping back to that bigger question. And it sounds like this might be an opportunity for you to ask your upline. It sounds like your upline is putting some pressure for you to buy in certain places. So I would just turn that back to the upline and say, wow, it sounds like what you're looking for is growth. Turns out what I'm looking for is growth. How can we partner to make long-term sustainable growth and do that in a meaningful, lasting, sustainable way? Because those quick fixes are just that. They're Band-Aids, right? And they don't stick, and it doesn't, ultimately, put a healer in every home or change the planet. So I would just turn that back to your upline and say, hey, I'm not really into the quick fixes. If you want to put volume there, totally, good on you. I'm not going to stop you. But, it's at some point I need to take care of me, and that's what I'm doing. So I would just invite you to sort of stand up to your upline and create some healthy boundaries and say, I'm looking for sustainable growth. Let's do it together. Any thoughts on that, Tiff?
I think you handled it.
Okay. We had another question from Daniela. She said,
Daniela, good morning.
Our newest diamond. Congratulations.
Our newest diamond. She that says, deserves like a little dance.
All right.
Do you have a diamond dance? Oh, yes, Andy. Yeah. There you go.
Shine bright like a diamond, right?
Show us those moves again, Andy Goddard. Look at this.
I think it only
watch
happens
real
once.
Quick. Get out your phones. Click record. Let's see it, Andy.
It only happens once. So she asks, how can we make sure that our team keeps receiving incredible support as it grows? I'm trying to keep up with the calls, scheduling, support systems, blah, blah, blah. I fear there's people wanting to join me and not receive my full excitement and love, I'm too busy for them now. So not the right attitude. So Tiff, do you want to start with that or you want me to?
Would you lead out with that?
Yeah. So I think, Daniela, what you're asking is, how do I duplicate motivation? Because, you know, we can shove systems in people's faces all day long, but at the end of the day, you know, having a system in my hands is not what moves the needle. It's not what motivates people, right? So, I mean, what moves them is going to depend on who they are, where they are, what speaks to them. I love the analogy of starting a family and creating a family, just like, let's say you've already got children and you've got grandchildren, and now you're talking about, how do I support the great and the great great grandchildren? At some point, you have to say, I get to focus on me and my children, and inspiring them to carry the baton and be the parents of their team, and do their part in motivating, inspiring, educating, training. So I guess, and sometimes we have people in places that we've tried and it just hasn't happened. So I would just say, look for the sparks, look for, you know, connect with people in your team where you can find those, even if the sparks are small and hard to recognize, at the end of the day, we can only lift so many people and carry so many loads. Like it falls on them to choose in and say, like, I can't do it all. How can we do this together? How can we synergize? And the problem with you, Daniela, is you're so dang capable and you're so dang energetic that it's easy to step in and just do it yourself because you can. So, sometimes I like to ask team members to visualize, let's imagine that you've become a paraplegic. You're confined to a wheelchair. You can't go anywhere. And maybe this quarantine is a great way to, you know, practice that mental exercise. But like, what would you do if all you had was maybe like 30 minutes a day? That's all the energy you had, was 30 minutes to communicate. Then what would you do? Like, how would you leverage that time to inspire the right people to actually lead the movement and to carry the message forward? So I think it's a great thought exercise. I want to invite everybody on the call to, you know, do that exercise and think, you know, in what ways am I enabling by doing too much? In what ways can I step back and pass the baton? So, great question. Jenica is asking, where do we sign up for Mindset Makeover? It's mymindsetmakeover.com.
And then we've got, Andy, can I answer or just share one thing for Daniela's please. Question?
Absolutely.
Because as you grow, definitely it's like, how do I support my team? And how do we create, you know, that kind of support and that kind of experience and so forth? And we love this woman's energy. Like, I just love her so much. And this is why, again, so grateful for doTERRA bringing us all together. But here's something that this came for me years ago when I was coaching Casey Vaudrey, and she was Diamond at the time. And we're talking many years back. This came up for us as we worked together and we massaged something out that I call now the three circles of mentoring. And some of you have been to Heart and Hustle. This is my own little Heart and Hustle workbook. I'm going to show it on a share screen. So if any of you feel free to take a picture of this, I'm going to bring this up on the screen. I'm going to share this real quick. And what we call the three circles of mentoring, and let me go to a, so it's even prettier and larger. So you can see it in my screen deck. Oh, shoot. Sorry, 2 seconds. Let me see if it will quickly. Where was your cute wife in there, Andy?
Hey.
Let me go through. This is just the.
I got excited when I saw a free t-shirt or something in there.
Yeah. We were at the time, and there was the Hurricane Harvey, I think, and we were doing a portion of t-shirt sales. So take a picture of this, loves. The three circles of mentoring. But I want you to think about this, and Andy, you'll know about this because we've been doing this for years, is thinking about, yes, as part of growing your doTERRA business is creating a mentoring influence, how we're nourishing or supporting other people. And so thinking about that larger overall ring where it says overall organization is you do want activities, calls, mentoring happening for anyone in your organization that wants this support. Right? You might have an overall large Facebook group. I mean, how we started doing this share success call, what now, 7 years later, Andy?
Yep.
Was born out of the same thought process, which was, because working with you and Natalie, you both, to your credit, this is one of your strengths, but it sometimes would get you in trouble, was the strength is we want to help everyone that wants the help. But then there's like, how do you really keep focused for growth? And so we started this call as one way to say, hey, anyone in your organization can join us once a week and get support. Anyone. They don't have to be frontline. They don't have to be in a rank. They can truly just be anyone in your organization can join us, right? And so you offer maybe a weekly call or a large Facebook group where anyone in the organization can be part of it. And then the next layer in is your different leadership levels. And you might have, you know, your premiers and above that you do a weekly coaching call for, or twice monthly, or you do a gathering at convention with, or whatever that might look like. And then your high performance personal mentoring, that center, smaller time, that one-on-one support are people in my experience that they're either already a leader, like in terms of they've been building, there may be premier, they may be gold, they might be diamond. They're going to get more of your time, right? Because they're performing. Or you could also say someone who's really exhibiting your performance attributes. And they are the ones that get that personal one-on-one support. The other things I would most often place into groups. In terms of that. Now, again, there's always exceptions to the rule, but by having some structure, I'm going to take that down. Now, I assume I've given you plenty of time to see that. But the reality is having some of that support, friends, I think is so powerful. So Daniela, when you're asking this, or any of you, you're saying, as you grow, even if you're just saying, hey, I'm elite right now. Awesome. We love that. And as you think about when you're growing is to say, okay, I am creating a community, right? Where we're all in a Facebook group, for instance. And then as more and more people, as they're sharing that performance, and I'm going to show up in that group, like we show up here every week, week in and week out, even some weeks when we have an earthquake. I think I'm going to remember that forever. We were in that together that day, an earthquake in the middle of a pandemic. Like you guys, that was nuts. Anyway, so grateful for Balance Oil, all is well, but and Copaiba and Serenity, all the things. But the truth being, my friends, is that, again, you think about, okay, we want to have stuff, we want to have something every week, or at least maybe once or twice a month for anyone in the organization, different leadership levels, and then the one-on-one support, again, for people who are, you know, they're performing, they're doing the work, they're sharing, they're growing and all of that, and or they've been achieving that. Hopefully that helps. Is that helpful for you guys? Does that support you? Hopefully it is. I just wanted to share you that little insight to say, okay, here's a concept, right? And again, life doesn't work perfect to concepts. We know that, right? It just doesn't. But more often than not, you can have within your thought process and within your strategy to say, okay, I offer something to my whole organization. So anyone who wants support can get it. And again, if you're running a Facebook group, you don't need to live on Facebook 8 hours a day. You know, you check in once, maybe twice a day. Answer the questions, maybe share a quote, share a video. Maybe once a week you go Facebook Live and you're there to support. All the different ways that you can, you know, again, do that. And then you have your next layers in for people that are ready for, you know, who are willing and showing up and doing the work. And then they get more personalized attention.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Dang. Some mic drops in there. I think we have time for one last question.
Let's do it.
Denise is asking, what thoughts do you have when all of your upline has either quit or is no longer actively involved in their downline? I've reached out to all my upline, all the way up to Natalie, and I'm pretty much moving forward on my own. Would love to have upline support on a more regular basis. So thank you, Denise, for that question. And I want to tell a quick story. I met a family. They had several young children, and the parents were launching a training business that required a lot of their time. And so they needed a lot of help with kids, but they couldn't afford, childcare. And what they really wanted was like grandparents to come in and love up their kids. So they were telling us about this, and they said, yeah, so we moved to this neighborhood, and there was a sweet couple next, three houses down, and we needed grandparents, so we created grandparents. And I was like, hang on, I think you just said we created grandparents. Is that what you said? And they were like, yeah, we needed grandparents, so we created grandparents. I was like, I have never heard of that before, and you might be a little crazy, but that is exactly what we're talking about here. So we all are the creators of our reality. You are 100% accountable for what you create. So if you want an active and a caring upline, then you get to create that. Does that mean they have to actually be your upline? Absolutely not. This couple created grandparents out of a neighbor. Zero relationship at all. And did it work? 100%. 100%. So I love this invitation. And would it be lovely if one day your upline does choose to step in and engage and be that dream upline that you've always wanted? Yes, absolutely. And if that's not a reality today, then you get to go create it. There are about 7 million people in doTERRA right now. So are there some people out there? And I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world. So do you think we might be able to create a loving, caring community and someone who plays a role of cheerleader just the way we want? Absolutely. I have no doubt. And you are a limitless creator. And so I'm excited to hear how you're going to create that. Tiff, any final thoughts?
I loved what you were saying, and I hope, would you guys adopt Andy and me? Could we be your upline?
Well, yeah. Why would we as well?
I mean, I would like to be adopted by some of you, or all of you, if you're, what I'm saying is if you're looking for that, it's like, I know, again, I understand what the question is and wanting that, but truly it's like, there's also, we show up for y'all every single week, and we love being part of your world, and so maybe we could be adopted. We could be your adopted grandparents. You're adopted, but truly you're, what I'm saying is hang out in positive places, hang out and spend time. And to your point, Andy, there's millions and millions of people in doTERRA, and there's so many ways and groups and online. And I mean, just, that want to nourish you and support you. And so, you're part of this tribe. So I get you. And I feel empathy for that, because that can feel like, wow, okay. But the reality is that if we, again, tune our mindset and open our eyes, and we're willing, what we seek, you find, be seeking and seeing the good and seeing like, there are so many people that support me, and there are so many people that inspire me. And, I can read good books, listen to podcasts, join Share Success every week. There's just so much that is truly around all of us. There's abundance of support, and yes, maybe you literally reach out to someone and say, will you, can I join in on your team? And I'd love to learn more from you. And it doesn't hurt to ask. So I love that you are willing to share that. Because again, everything and every question is welcome here. And we have empathy for that. We just want to be adopted and so forth. Some people in the chat box are saying, Gwen's saying we're adopted. Dr. Christina's saying you're her adopted grandchildren. Wanda will adopt us. Yay.
And this is okay. What I love, right? Like this whole community is like there for each other. Like we don't have to sit at home and just cry ourselves to sleep. Like just just reach out, right? Create what it is that you're desiring, and you know what you're seeking for is seeking you.
Mm.
And it's just a matter of declaring and vibe, you know, sending that vibration, and not just sitting on your couch, like doing something, right? Like going out there and proactively creating what it is that you want. So, and I got to tell you, like Crossline, I've seen some of the most powerful and potent partnerships Crossline, where there's no vested interest in each other's success, right? People just coming together and saying, hey, I want to run with you. I want to cheer you on, and I want you to cheer me on. I want someone to hold my feet to the fire, and I'm going to do the same for you. Like, there is so much power when people create that family connection, right? Like, that's power. That's a, yeah, a new level of creation.
Yeah. I love this. Love it, love it. Cindy says, I adopted you a year ago. Yes, I love that. And, you know, it's like, hey, again, there's lots of resources, lots of support. You know, some, you know, again, are free and some are paid for, but there are tons of ways that you can get support.
Yep.
So thank you for saying that.
Amen.
A to the men.
A to the men.
A to the men, everyone. Oh, goodness.
Cool.
Thanks
day.
For tuning in to the Andy and Tiff show, but really for the tribe. This is a tribe that is about purpose, aren't we? We have a purpose. So can I just wrap with that thought as we move into the rest of this week and as into a new month? Is get anchored in your purpose, my loves. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and some of you really did the homework, and I'm really proud of you of saying, I'm clear about that. Let's just remind, come back to it. It's like you have a purpose, and your purpose is go be the light, go be sharing. One of the best things I have learned, and I'm still learning, so we're going to learn this lesson again today, is that I'm going to show up and offer value whether I'm paid or not. I'm going to show up and offer value regardless of someone's response. I'm going to show up and offer value regardless of an outcome. That is the real work. And here's the thing, because where we get ourselves snagged, where you get in a funk, funks don't just magically happen. They happen because often we have an attachment. You see what I'm saying? As we get attached to it, has to look, I'm going to put this out there, but only if I get a gazillion likes. No, put it out there. Or I'm going to share, but only if I'm confident they're going to really enroll. No, you keep sharing. I'm going to add the love and the light, but only if they love me back. No, we're purpose driven in this tribe, and purpose driven. We are team love. We are team light, and we are going to share and share and share regardless of a response, because that's just who we choose to be. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hashtag up the love.
Up the love, up the snug, everyone.
Up the snug. Here we go.
Up the snug. We're going to snuggle up that purpose this week. Oh, I love you guys so much. I hope I'm not
fired. I love
it.
Thanks so much for joining us.
If I'm not fired, I'll be back next week. Time.
Have a great week, y'all. And see you on Leadership on Friday. Do not miss Friday's Leadership. Take care.